Hey, it sounds like we're having a party. Maybe we are. We're celebrating because TED has turned one. TED is the TED spread. It's an economic indicator at the heart of this global credit crisis. And the TED spread shot up in October to over 4, had a rough November, but it's come down from those rocky heights. NPR's David Kestenbaum is here now. You're really having a party?
Yeah.
Sounds like Eeyore's having a birthday party.
Yeah, it's just me here, actually.
Kind of anemic.
It's the best I can do. Things are looking up a little bit.
So tell us about the TED spread. Why is it so important?
It is actually the key thing to watch. A woman at Treasury told me basically it is what she watches to see how things are going. It measures how willing big banks are to lend to each other. And you know, nothing is right in the world when big banks won't lend to each other. That's just such a bad sign. This is what we were talking about, you know, the credit crunch. This is at the heart of it. So at the peak of the crisis, banks were not willing to lend to each other. They were worried the bank around the corner might collapse and not pay them back, or they were worried about their own health. So now they are more willing to lend. We always tell people, I know the stock market's upsetting. Don't look at that. Look at the TED spread.
So you want TED to be low.
You want TED to be low.
Okay. Yeah. So TED is one.
Yep.
Today.
Yep.
Hence the party. Does that mean the credit crisis is over?
I went to the source on this one, John Ewan, who is at the British Bankers Association, and he calculates a critical number that goes into the TED spread. And when I talked to him, he sounded pretty optimistic.
All of the credit markets are looking a lot healthier. Banks are trusting each other more. We've seen action that has been coordinated between regulators and governments and central banks all over the world, and that really does seem to have had a major effect in helping with the credit markets.
I told him I wanted to have a party when the TED spread got to one, and he said, well, okay, it might be time to pop the corks.
Okay. So, wait, who is TED?
There is no TED. John Ewan is sort of TED. The TED spread is the difference between the interest rates that banks charge each other for 3-month loans, the difference between that and the interest rate that the U.S. government gets when it goes to borrow money for 3 months. So, you know, the government is like the most secure thing you could imagine lending to. So that interest rate's usually pretty low. And usually banks are seen as pretty safe too. So that number's low. But in the crisis, banks were only willing to lend to each other at high interest rates. So the TED spread got big.
So I don't understand that. How's that actually measured, the TED spread? And by the way, why is it called TED?
T is for Treasury, and
gotcha.
The ED is...
So it's not...
Don't worry about the ED. Okay. No, it's not theater. For the TED spread, the key component are interest rates. You know, the banks are charging each other, and that's called LIBOR. LIBOR is the London Interbank Offered Rate. That is what John Ewan oversees, and because it's a critical number, billions of dollars of trading depend on it. The data come from 16 banks. They're sent over dedicated electronic lines. They get triple-checked, and LIBOR is then calculated to 5 decimal places, and then some guy somewhere presses a button, John Ewan says, and the number goes out to the world.
The actual calculation itself is, yeah, you or I could do it on the back of an envelope. That's not difficult. The key to it is that it's got to be right first time, because we really don't want to be in a situation where we say, guys, I'm really sorry, we forgot to carry the 7. Can we just restate the rate?
Okay, so it's got to be right the first time. And what does that mean for the larger crisis?
Well, the fact that the TED spread is low and the LIBOR has come down means that banks, you know, are generally healthier and less freaked out. They're willing to loan to each other, at least for short periods of time. But that does not mean they're just going to go loan to anybody, like, say, the auto industry. So there are real problems out there. There are people who can't pay their mortgages. There are businesses that are laying off folks. There are just fewer people out there looking for loans.
So could it mean that the TED spread now, because we're in a different situation, it won't be as indicative as it used to be in terms of loosening credit?
I mean, it's not as low as it was historically. It was like close to zero, you know, because it was lending to a bank, lending to the government was basically the same thing. They're both very secure. We may be at a sort of new normal, you know, where people are more careful about how they lend money.
Well, what about Citibank? It says it needs lots and lots more money from the government. Its stock is in the garbage.
Well, I told you not everything's fixed yet, but I think people have faith that where there are problems, the government is going to step in. That is another reason why the TED spread is probably down around one.
Yee-hee! Okay. Happy birthday, TED. TED is one. NPR's David Kestenbaum, part of NPR's Planet Money team, and you can check out their podcast. It's super popular at iTunes. You can see it at npr.org/money. Thanks, David.
You're welcome.